Coming up, the Thunder pull off an upset against the Suns. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You are listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. Local experts joining us to go over the biggest stories on the hardwood. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. SGA scored 40 points. That helped upset Devin Booker and the Suns on Sunday. Oklahoma makes a playoff push. Locked On Thunder recaps the big win.
The Oklahoma City Thunder come back from down double digits to beat the Phoenix Suns. This Thunder team looks like a playoff one. I'm Ryland Stiles, host of Locked On Thunder, and today's show is going to be all about how the Thunder came back to beat the Suns behind SGA's dominant fourth quarter on both ends, even guarding Devin Booker down the stretch of this game. Aaron Wiggins was a huge contributor in the fourth quarter, and the Thunder even had a run without Shea to get it within five and then tie the game before Shea returned to take the lead and to get this win. Are the Thunder postseason bound? I think so. Find out why in today's Locked On Thunder podcast.
The Los Angeles Lakers need wins. They need them now if they want to get back into the playoff picture. They snapped a two-game losing streak by beating the Magic on Sunday. Locked On hosts from both teams look at the final from L.A.
This is Andy Kamenetsky, co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast, and the Lakers get a 111-105 win over the Orlando Magic, and the Lakers really struggled to create separation from the Magic. They just would not go away, and the Lakers could not put them away, but ultimately, the win was cemented by Austin Reeves, who had a career night for his young resume. 35 points on 9 of 14 shooting, 16 of 18 at the line, plus 6 assists, 6 rebounds. No exaggeration to say Austin Reeves took the game over, throwing some timely plays from D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, Wenyen Gabriel, Troy Brown Jr., and it was enough to overcome a plucky Orlando squad and a so-so night from Anthony Davis. A lot more to get into, so make sure you are subscribed to the Locked On Lakers YouTube channel and that you make Locked On Lakers your first listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Philip Rossman Wright, the host of Locked On Magic, as the Orlando Magic come home from their West Coast road trip with a 111-105 loss to the Los Angeles Lakers. Magic fans are going to focus on some of the missed calls and missed opportunities that this Magic had. At the end of the day, we can talk about some strange foul calls. We can talk about all that we want. A missed goaltending that was a key in such a close game. But this came down to decisions. It came down to the Magic being able to make the little plays, and that's something that we've talked about a lot with this young Magic team and something this young Magic team has had to learn how to do. It's Paolo Banchero closing out too hard on an Austin Reeves three-pointer and ending up fouling him. It's Franz Wagner taking a really poor three-point shot on a night when he's 0 for 6 from beyond the arc. It's knowing how to make those little plays to win games. And it's not like the Lakers are that experienced. Obviously, they have Anthony Davis, but Austin Reeves made all those little plays. He made all the shots. He made all the baskets. And Orlando wasn't able to slow him down at the critical moments that they needed to win the game. It's the little things that lead to wins, and the Magic are still figuring that part out this late in the season.
Yet another triple-double from your defending MVP led to the Nuggets handing the Nets a loss in Brooklyn. Our Locked On Nets host tells us what went wrong as a fourth-quarter comeback came up short.
Doug Norrie, Locked On Nets, coming at you following yet another Brooklyn Nets loss, their third in a row, this time to the Denver Nuggets, who they beat in Denver just a few days ago. But that game is long forgotten with Nikola Jokic and company coming into Brooklyn and handling the Nets 108-102. 6 points difference in the end, but this game really was never all that close. They had trouble stopping Jamal Murray. The Nets had trouble stopping Michael Porter Jr. They could not hit any open threes. It does feel like they're leading the league in missed three-pointers, at least ones that look like they're halfway down and then come back out. It's been the story of the Nets over those last few games, especially in the short term. They're still out of the play-in game as we speak, but that's looking dicier and dicier with every single day. We're going to break down this game and more over on Locked On Nets.
Coming up, the Hawks fell apart in San Antonio. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's super simple, and it's a way for you to play daily fantasy sports. You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projections, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. You're not competing against anyone. just the projections. So download the PrizePicks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match of up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. So if you deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, PrizePicks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter that promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. Welcome back to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you once again for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. The Clippers were hoping to help their playoff chances as well with a win over the Trailblazers, and our Locked On local experts go over how things played out in Portland.
The LA Clippers bounced back from their Saturday loss to the Orlando Magic as Kawhi Leonard returned to the lineup and made it five straight wins with him in the lineup against the Portland Trailblazers. They were without Jeremy Grant, but the Clippers held Anthony Simons and Damian Lillard to a combined 10 for 32 from the field. And by doing that, what they did was they had their big hedge and come up on the screens at all times, forcing them to make a pass and have someone else beat them. As a result, Yusuf Nurkic was the leading scorer for the Blazers, but what really turned the game was Paul George's activity defensively and his aggression going to the basket in the second half. PG is his own worst enemy at times, and in this one, he was the Clippers' leading scorer with 29 points despite starting 1-for-8, but he was 7-for-14 the rest of the way and played really good defense. Kawhi, 24 points on 10-for-20, but the unsung hero tonight for the Clippers was Eric Gordon. Three threes in the third quarter closed the game and was 5-for-6 in the second half to help the Clippers get a 117-102 win.
The Atlanta Hawks blew a huge lead to one of the league's worst teams, and they ended up losing to the Spurs on Sunday night. Locked On Hawks goes over how Atlanta fell apart.
Hello, friends. My name is Brad Rowland, and the Atlanta Hawks have a complete collapse on a Sunday afternoon, giving up a 24-point second-half lead to the lowly San Antonio Spurs. Atlanta just simply could not execute at all after halftime. After setting a new season high with 83 points in the first half, the Hawks scored 35 in the entire second half, 15 in the fourth quarter, including a stretch where they did not score for 6 minutes, 11 straight possessions without a single point for Atlanta, and it was about as bad as I'm describing, and maybe even worse if you watch this one. I'll have a full breakdown about this game and more, but certainly the Hawks are now below 500 again at 35-36, and maybe their worst loss of the season, certainly their worst half of the season, and we'll get into all that and more on the Locked On Hawks podcast.
The Heat made a comeback in the final minutes of their game to take down the Pistons in Detroit yesterday. Locked On Heat recaps the winning side, while Locked On Pistons says there are positives to take away from this loss.
The Heat beat the Pistons by 12, 112-100, but if you watch this game, you know that it was not a blowout or even a comfortable win. I'm Wes Goldberg from Locked On Heat. It took a 13-12 run over the final 5 minutes to come back from 4 points down. Jimmy Butler entered halfway through the fourth quarter and took control of the game, finally started to score on his end, and then Tyler Hero came up big, scoring 10 points over the final 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and the Pistons did not make a field goal over the last 4 minutes and 20 seconds. So the Heat get the win and are now within a game of the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. But after a bad loss in Chicago on Saturday and barely escaping Detroit with a win on Sunday, the Heat really need to start building on these wins and playing playoff caliber basketball, because this team doesn't have a chance in the playoffs if they're playing inconsistently like this. For more on how the Heat got the win and how they can build on this one, tune into Locked On Heat on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was a good tank loss for the Detroit Pistons. Host of Locked On Pistons podcast, Kuka Hill here. The Detroit Pistons lose to the Miami Heat 112-100. This game was competitive from start to finish. It looked like the Pistons might be able to squeeze a W out of this one, but Tyler Hero and the rest of the Miami Heat really turned up late in this fourth quarter, went on a 16-2 run, and slammed the door shut on a possible Pistons upset. But within this game, you got possibly the best half of this season from James Wiseman. 22 points, 13 rebounds, 10 of 13 shooting. You got the rebound, you got activity on defense, you got some nice passes. Even though he didn't end up with assists, you saw him look for some passes from out of the paint, which is really good to see. You saw Killian Hayes with another double-double, his third over the last 5 games. It looks like he's finally gotten his way out of his slump and is back to playing really well. And Marvin Bagley, in his return from injury, had 14 points and 6 of 11 shooting in 30 minutes of play. Fun game for the Pistons. Much needed L for the tank.
The Pelicans overcame a 40-point night from Jalen Green and beat the Rockets in Houston as New Orleans tries to stay in this playoff hunt. Locked On Pelicans goes over the win.
The Pelicans showed you they can respond, but can they do it consistently? I'm Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. One game after choking away a win against the lowly Rockets, the Pelicans adjusted and handily beat Houston on Sunday. Running the offense through Jonas Valanciunas, who had a favorable matchup? Very smart. Coming out with energy and not taking the opponent for granted. Exactly what they needed to do. Team rebounding and controlling the glass, it took away a Houston advantage. It shows you this team is capable of winning and getting into the postseason, but it also highlights how disappointing the Pelicans have been as they fell apart on Friday against an 18 then 17 win Houston Rockets team. New Orleans should not be where they are. They should not be just fighting for the play-in tournament. And with 11 games to go, they're going to need more of Sunday than Friday. Otherwise, the offseason is going to come much earlier than expected.
The Toronto Raptors could not get a win on the road in Milwaukee as Giannis Antetokounmpo's triple-double led the Bucks and got them the victory. Locked On Raptors and Bucks have more after a final in Milwaukee.
A loss you can feel pretty good about. Sean Woodley here from Locked On Raptors to break down the Toronto Raptors 118-111 loss to the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday in Milwaukee. And the big takeaway here is that despite the result, the Toronto Raptors played an incredible basketball game against the Bucks, nearly pulling this one out, putting up 39 points on the Bucks in the third quarter as well. Ultimately, they were done in by some untimely fourth quarter lineup decisions. You know, just the fact that they didn't have all their guys. Scotty Barnes went out in this game in the backstretch in the second half with a wrist injury. The x-rays on him were negative, but we'll get more on him tomorrow. And the Raptors just didn't quite have the juice on the second night of a back-to-back to hang with the best team in the NBA on a night where Giannis Antetokounmpo shot 100% from the field and had a triple-double. And yet still, a lot of really good stuff in this game. Fred VanVleet was on one, as he has been for much of the last month or so. Jakob Poeltl with 20 points continues to be an absolute revelation for the Toronto Raptors at the center position. And this team now goes back home for four games against four pretty beatable teams in Indiana, Washington, Detroit, and Miami, a game that actually has some play-in implications. The way the Raptors are playing, they have a chance to run the table on this homestand and get themselves into that 7-8 play-in game. And they should be considered maybe the favorites to get into that 7-8 game over the Atlanta Hawks, considering their recent play. They've been playing good ball. Their starters have been really good. We'll see about Scotty Barnes, but otherwise, looking good in Toronto as they head back home for a massive four-game homestand. I'll have more broken down on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Raptors. Be sure to tune in.
A big fourth quarter from the Milwaukee Bucks, and specifically Brook Lopez helps them come from behind and pick up a really, really important win at home at Fiserv Forum. My name's Kane Pippen. I'm the host of the Locked On Bucks podcast. Brook Lopez was the star. At the start of the fourth quarter with Giannis and Jrue Holiday on the bench, a personal 8-0 run for Brook Lopez helped this team regain the lead. When this game was looking a little bit in danger, Brook Lopez continues to be in career best form. He led all scorers with 26 points. He was 9-for-15 from the field. Add in the regulation two blocks that he gets on a nightly basis, it is hard to put into words the impact he has had on this team this season. Giannis also put up a triple-double, and he was 9-for-9 from the field. Pretty efficient stuff there from Giannis, to say the least. And this was a very important win. The Philadelphia 76ers are charging in the standings. This extends the gap to 2.5 games, and the Bucks need it with around 10 games to go in the season. Check out the Locked On Bucks podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
That will do it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game NBA. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Make sure you're subscribed to Locked On NBA and, of course, your favorite team's Locked On podcast here on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. I'm Kanani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.